Hey, welcome to the very first episode of the Static Podcast. And as you can see, this is a studio. We are in a startup in the Dot Zach building. And shout out to Midcoast Media for having me here. I'm so excited. I cannot contain myself. And I'm super excited because I have a good friend of mine with me today on my very first podcast, Kevin Johnson. We talking like we ain't see each other this week. We went to go see Branford Marcellus this week, which I really thoroughly enjoyed.
It was incredible.
He has the prettiest horn playing. Like, it's so pretty. I'm like, I knew that's why I liked him.
And they were jamming. It wasn't that kind of stuffy jazz thing. They were straight up
jamming. And enjoying themselves. Gosh. And everybody else was in there enjoying themselves too. That one dude just hopped up like we were at church and he had to testify. But it was all good. It was good. But that's what one of the things we enjoy doing. You and I, we go to jazz concerts a lot.
We do.
I don't know why I'm your go-to person to take to the bistro. But
I know who to take to what.
I know. I see that. I see some stuff. I'll be like, he could have took me there too. But that's all right. I love being your guest at the bistro because it combines two things I love, which is food and music. Because they have an amazing menu.
They excel at both.
They do. Sure. They really do. So if you've never been to the bistro for a jazz concert, if the jazz is not your thing, go for the food and you'll find something you like.
It's a whole vibe.
So we actually talked the other day because you're doing a piece on me. My very first article.
Yes. I believe an exclusive. Yeah. STLtoday.com. It'll drop first thing Monday morning.
Yeah.
All about Stacey Static. Where you've been. What you've been up to. And what your life is like moving forward.
Moving forward.
A lot of exciting things happening, which you clearly.
Yeah, and clearly. I'm super excited. And I went back and forth on Facebook about having mimosas. So cheers.
Cheers to Stacey Static and the Static Podcast. Congratulations.
Thank you. We have truly
missed your voice out here in these streets. We need you. We need that voice.
Well, I'm back.
And you're back.
And I'm back. And I'm back. In a bigger and, I would say, a better way. Leah, let me take a sip.
You said a better way. Expound. That's interesting.
Okay. The reason why, because I think that it's important to grow. And I think just like looking in this room, looking in this establishment, I have lighting to live stream and I have the capabilities of reaching a larger audience. I'm not just in St. Louis. You can live stream me anywhere in the world if you are on Facebook. Which is cool in itself. I'm broadening my horizon and making my audience bigger. And contrary to what everybody believed, I never had to leave my hometown to do it.
That's true. You've always been here.
And that's always been important for me to be here because I do have a small family and I am close to my family and I want to be next to my family. And I'm not ashamed to
You're
say
a family
that.
Family girl. I know that about
yes.
you very well.
And you've met my family. Exactly. Right. So anybody who knows me knows that my family is small and we're close. So it's like, okay, fine. And I don't feel like, but I'm not afraid to venture off. I'm not afraid of other cultures or other anything. I still have a very broad aspect of the world, but it's just like, why can't I stay home and still experience life everywhere else? And plus, the cost of living in St. Louis is phenomenal. Quit hating
it
on
really
my.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
In a good way, yeah.
It really is. So yeah, I'm just excited about
that. You know
what
I love about you in this format, though? This is like some next wave, a new wave kind of stuff right here. You know, radio is great for what it is.
Yes, absolutely.
It's been around forever.
Right. It ain't going nowhere.
It ain't going nowhere, but it's also not the next new thing.
No.
You know, this format kind of is. You know, it kind of positions you on the edge of some stuff.
And that's what I love about it. It's just like I've always wanted to grow, and I always felt like growth is an extremely important thing. Even the cameraman, John, I think I've had that growth conversation with you even. Growing is, and evolving is a very important thing to me. And I don't think we're ever too old to grow.
This is true.
Because I hear a lot of that. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. Everybody's been asking me, so what's your platform? What's going to be your main focus? In doing this? Basically, I want everyone to be able to activate their inner fly. And when I say that, it's just like, it takes guts to step out and do something like this and not just go out and find another radio job, which is something easy and something comfortable for me to do.
Do you think people expected you to do that?
Absolutely.
I think so too.
And I'm just like, nah, because I've been wanting to be self-employed for a while. I want to be able to control the narrative.
And that's in your bloodline.
It is.
That's in your family.
And I shared that with you. My father was an entrepreneur. He made dentures. He was a dental technician.
Wow.
And my grandmother also owned her own cafe in a Clayton office building.
Okay.
So I come from an entrepreneurial family, and I think that it's high time that I continue.
For sure.
That. For sure. So I'm really excited about that. So it's just so much. So that's what I was, obviously this first episode is just you and I chopping it up about my career. And we're going to get into your business and your tweef with Nelly.
That my I tweef with Cornell, sure.
Your Twitter beef. Was it Twitter or Instagram?
It was Instagram.
Okay, I knew it was, but I thought that was so funny because I've had a falling out with Nelly. So tell me what happened.
We're going to do that right now?
Yeah, okay. We're going to just jump right into that. Let me get the tea because I didn't talk to you about it.
Here was the jumping off point. Nelly announced a brand new tour, okay? Mm-hmm. He was headlining this new tour this summer. Mm-hmm. It's Nelly, it's TLC, it's Flo Rida.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Right.
So I get the press release about the tour. I go down to dates. I look for St. Louis.
No St. Louis.
I don't see St. Louis. So I'm a little surprised. Right. You would think that it would be a given, but apparently it wasn't a given that you come here. I made a post about the tour happening.
Mm-mm, no, give me the wording of the post. I think that's very
key. The headline was the problem for Nelly. The headline said, Nelly books new tour, summer tour, St. Louis misses the mark, something like that.
Okay.
That can be read two different ways. You can read it like Nelly personally booked the tour.
Right.
Or you can read it the way I meant it, which is, you know, when an actor books a job, mm-hmm. It's the same as landing a job or landing a new situation.
Right, exactly.
That's how I meant it.
Right.
Okay,
he personally booked it. Exactly. And said, scratch St. Louis off the list.
Exactly. That's how he took it, and he ran with it like crazy. He went viral on my back. That's what he did, Stacey. He went viral on my back. And I'm happy for him that he went viral. Good for you. You know,
so you were mentioned, your name was mentioned.
So he made a post, he made this post in which he slammed me.
Did he tag you?
He tagged me.
Oh, that's even better. That's good for you.
Okay.
All press is good press, both.
And I replied very positively. You know, I said, no harm intended. And even though the show's not coming to St. Louis, I'll check you out in another city. He said, no, you won't. You're not coming to my show. So after that,
I'm
banned from the tour.
Oh.
So with that said, you know, I wasn't going to contribute anymore. So
oh, okay.
I just let him go say what he wanted to say. Then his fans,
Did they attack you?
They attacked me like I've never been attacked literally in my entire career. They were like really hating. There was like some serious goonery going on.
Ooh.
I mean, they were mean.
Well, shout out to Nelly, who's got fans that ride. So
right.
I like that.
Hard to this day, 2019, they still riding hard. So again, good for him.
Good for him. I love it.
I'm going to the tour.
Exactly.
I'm going to bring the tour to St. Louis and just the experience and just tell my readers what we would have.
So you're going to review it?
Sure.
Oh.
Why not? Who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me?
We're going to check them, boo.
But you know what the thing is, Stacey, about this whole thing, the one piece of it that bothered me. If there's a piece that bothered me.
I want to know.
I feel like I'm the reporter who, I'm not going to say I broke Nelly, but I was one of the first reporters to write about Nelly. And I think I've been the most consistent reporter to write about him during these past 20 years.
Okay.
That he's been out there. I'm going to own that.
Okay. And definitely
and,
you should.
And to attack me when I've probably written about you more than anybody else feels kind of crappy to me.
I'm glad that you brought that up. That's fair.
I was like, really, I'm the one you would attack. All the things that have been written about you, about him.
And you think that I would go there.
Negative,
right.
And you would think that I would want to attack you and shade you and dish you and all that. That's not me.
Right.
That's not me. I've been in your corner forever. Even when the news got very bad regarding Nelly.
Yeah, because you could have.
I could have done certain things, whatever.
Because
you know?
Did and you
I
even did. Mention it when he had controversy?
When he had all those big controversies, and we can just be honest, involving sexual allegations, involving. Was guns was one of them?
I think.
Whatever.
Or drugs. The drugs and the sexual allegations. Okay, yeah. Were the two biggest.
That wasn't me. That's not. I gave that to the news. I had a hands-off policy for the most part. You know,
okay.
I had the news guy do that. I'm the music guy.
Right.
Not the news guy. And that's news.
Yeah.
So I kind of backed off. You know, it's not that the Post Dispatch didn't cover it, but I wasn't really
you
covering
wasn't in it
like that.
Okay.
You know, I let the hard news guys do that. You know, so I kept it on a certain friendlier vibe. You know.
Yeah. But I know that about you. You don't like to be attacked.
I don't.
You're one of those. What's your sign?
I'm more thin-skinned than people would ever imagine. I'm a Virgo, whatever that means.
I would see that. And my daughter's a Virgo. That's interesting.
She sure is.
She sure is. So, no, that is interesting. What you might not know about Kevin is that Kevin does not like, he don't want no smoke.
I don't want it. I don't ask for it. I run it all the way. I don't need it. For what?
And,
I'm 54. What I need
right.
You
like,
for?
What I need smoke for? I just do my little job and go to all the concerts y'all wish I could go to.
Exactly.
But, you know, I lived the life y'all wish I had.
But you know, also, it was funny about the whole Nelly thing. The day it happened, I got a text from a prominent St. Louis person. They was like, he was like, welcome to the club. So apparently I'm not the only, well, I knew this already, but yeah, I'm far from being the only person that Nelly had a problem with.
No.
You may have, I was about to say, I know you've had an experience.
Hello.
What was that about?
Oh man. let's see. Nelly worked for me when I was pregnant. I went out on maternity leave early because I had a high-risk pregnancy, and I asked him personally if he would fill in for me while I was out on medical leave, pregnant with my baby.
So far, so good.
Yeah, he said, yeah, absolutely. I knew he had an album coming out, so it made sense. So I'm on medical leave. That means that nobody from the radio station can even call me.
Okay.
They can't even call me.
Wow.
So he did have a project that dropped.
Was it M-O?
I wasn't there, so I don't even remember. Yeah. He had a song, though. The one song. Oh, my goodness.
Get Like Me, I think.
It was like a slower song. Ah. We suck right now because we're supposed to. I should know this right off the top of my head.
Yes, no.
But they didn't play it. They didn't play the record.
There it goes.
So there I wasn't, keep in mind, y'all, I wasn't there. So I couldn't play the record.
It had nothing to do with it.
You're in my slot, Nelly. You can play your song, right?
So why didn't he play a song?
I don't know. Okay. I guess he wanted to ask for permission instead of forgiveness, because I definitely would have made my own song. I'd be like, put the song out. How y'all work these CD players?
Right. How can you not?
Here you go. I would have played the song myself, but I did not even know he was upset with me. Had the baby out. I'm out in LA. I'm at BET. And it's like a year later, he like is shading the hell out of me. And I noticed it immediately, like, the label rep comes up. They go like, we got Nelly. I was like, cool. I know Nelly. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, hey. He like, what's up?
Wow.
I was like, mm-mm. Something ain't right.
Wow.
So I'm like, before I even did the interview, I'm like, come over here. Let me holler at you. Like, we good?
So you still interview?
Yeah, but before we sat down, I was like, yo, are we good? Because I knew it was nastiness. Like, I know, like, he's a Scorpio. You know his nastiness. It's coming. It ain't.
Right.
So I was just like, he's all like, yeah, you ain't playing my record. I was just like, yo, I wasn't even there. Like, how are you? You weren't there. Like,
he knew you weren't there.
But he blamed everybody. He was like, y'all all passed the book. Everybody said it wasn't their fault. Man. Like, everybody. But I was like, but why you mad at me, though? Like, right. I was not there. Me and you ain't never had no problems. He was not dealing. He would not.
Not having it.
No, he was not having it. So we ended up squashing that. But I've been on the receiving end. And it just doesn't feel good.
So you're in the good graces again.
Yes, I think so. After this conversation, I don't know what's going to happen. But yes.
Right. That's funny.
But I mean, and I think that he gets a lot of heat. And I think we're making fun of it. But I will say this. I think that people are unnecessarily harsh on him. And what I mean by
it probably gets to him.
It does, because I think that he's, you know, he has feelings too.
I think he has a sensitive
side.
And
people constantly attack him for not doing enough for the city, or he could do much more, and da 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 da.
Or being too not enough hip hop, or too pop,
or whatever the complaints is. But people have to also realize, when you're the first to do anything, when you're the first hip hop artist out of a crab in the barrel sort of situation that St. Louis is in. It's very difficult. He's going to take an unnecessary amount of heat, whether it's warranted or not. And I think that, I mean, 20 years, I think that he's just been chafed. You know what I'm saying? He's just rubbed a little rough. I mean, raw at this point. I understand his side, and I understand other people's side. Yeah. It just doesn't feel good. It's just like, why Nelly mad at me, though? Mo, don't be mad at me. So yeah,
you know,
all
I was shocked, but it's all right. I was so shocked. I didn't see that coming.
Well, just like the whoever called you, welcome to the club. Right. It'll be all right. Yeah, here we go.
He was checking for me.
Yeah. He got mad. Somebody probably tagged him. Was like, that's how you doing, St. Louis? And he's like, why you write it like that? Anywho, so that's that. So no, the whole podcast is going to be about just times where you've had to really look into yourself and pull some strength from somewhere. So I think that being a journalist, there had to be a time in your career, whether it was right after college or maybe even during college, do you remember a time where you were just like, all right, I gotta brush this off? Obviously, we just talked about the Nelly situation, but that wasn't about your career and trying to make moves and to eventually become who you are. Do you remember a time where you had to like activate your inner fly to like move forward?
And I didn't know you were gonna ask me that.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking hard, and I feel like, I don't think this is a bad thing, but I feel like that hasn't happened yet and could perhaps still be something that I'm going to face at some point. Because I've had a 31-year career.
That's awesome.
Thus far, you know, nonstop. I've never not worked since I graduated from college. And my ride has been pretty actually smooth. It's been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
There haven't been any hiccups.
Okay.
There haven't been any headaches. And I know many people probably can't say that.
Right.
I know that for a fact. I know you can't say that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, right.
But I feel like I can honestly say that, and I hope it continues this way. I don't know that it always will. I know there's some challenges in my industry right now. You mm-hmm. know, I'm in the newspaper industry, obviously, and you know, our president will call it the failing industry, or whatever he wants to call it, whatever.
Whatever.
But, right, yeah, whatever. But we are in some trying times with mm-hmm. and particularly with arts reporters. You know, arts reporters around the country are being dismissed.
They're what kind of reporters?
Arts reporters.
What is that?
Arts. Like arts.
Arts. Arts. Okay.
Yeah, reporters who cover the arts.
Yeah.
TV critics, movie critics, music critics. We're being let go left and right.
But it's crazy because there's so much content for you guys now.
There's nonstop content. I've never been that busy. My page views have always been strong. So I don't think it's not personally affecting me yet. I'm mm-hmm. still here.
But
a lot of my colleagues are getting dismissed left and right, and maybe they're doing something different from what I'm doing.
But that's what I was going to say, because I've seen you embraced digital quite early on as well. And so you saw mm-hmm. that it was changing.
I did embrace digital early on. I think that was perhaps key to my longevity and success here at the Post-Dispatch with the Blender blog and all that. You know, there were some others at the paper who perhaps weren't very embracing of online first, digital first, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily there anymore, or they've been switched around to other positions. So I mm-hmm. did see this early on as perhaps a wave of the future, in a way that I would need to dive into if I'm gonna stick around.
Why do you think that is? Do people just get complacent, or they're just like, ah, I don't need to do that because I've been doing this?
Complacent is a kind word.
You call it downright lazy.
I think people get lazy, especially when they've had a comfy job. Or a job that's perceived as comfy for a long time. We do get too comfortable, and there's a bit of laziness that can set in mm-hmm. with certain people. Not me, I stay out there.
But that's what I mean. That is activating.
That's what happens.
That's activating your inner flat, mm-hmm. because you saw it. You saw the long game,
okay.
And you decided to embrace it,
right.
And jump head on into it and learn how you could better do it. Like, it's just as you ventured off into digital and started the blog, and I remember when you started it, you may have not have been.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, really, the way you dress changed everything. Don't play with me. He definitely got more vein. He grew. I'm giving it to you because I thought you were gonna give it to me. Because this beard done changed, honey. The hair done changed through the year. The clothing. He done got fresh on him. Like, and you've gotten more comfortable in front of the camera.
Okay.
So that's part
that.
Of
Thank
it.
Thank you. I'll take
yeah.
That. I'll
and take that, that and that that that's what I mean. It's like when you know that thing that changes are coming, and
they had to pull teeth though. They had to pull teeth to get me to do it in the beginning, because it seemed like an extra step, extra work for me. I just wasn't feeling it.
I understand it. Yeah. I completely
but then
get
finally,
it.
I was like, let me just do this, see what happens with it, and it was like the best thing I could ever have done to my career. Probably.
Exactly, it was, and mm-hmm. that's what I mean. You had to jump and deal with yourself mm-hmm. and your mm-hmm. inner demons and
true.
Insecurities, and that's what it's about. And I think that more people really, really need to understand that. That's what first you have to care, and then you have to take the steps.
To make,
because you cared about your job and you wanted that position and you wanted to know how you could grow in it mm-hmm. and to continue to be successful and even more successful than you had already been. And those are the kinds of topics that and encouragement that I want to give my listeners to this podcast. That's really important because I spoke to Ronnie DeVoe a couple of years ago at the UNC. No, it was the it was out of town. I was in Atlanta. It was at the UNCF something. It was a scholarship award ceremony, but Anthony Anderson was the host, and I remember Chris Spencer was like the
The comedian.
Or whatever he was like producing it or whatever. So he was behind the scenes, and I remember Ronnie DeVoe came in the room, and I just always marvel at the fact that he looks so incredible. I mean, he's over 50 now, but he hadn't quite turned 50. Yeah, I think so. Okay. I never thought like all of my friends thought he was fine when I was little, and I was like, he ain't got no eyebrows, but he.
Well, Jordan Quest. That was a side.
But I'm telling you, like, everybody thought Ronnie DeVoe was the fine one in New Edition. I was like, ain't none of them fine. And that one definitely ain't. He looked like a Martian. He ain't got no eyebrows. So, but he looks, he really does. He looks good. Like, physically, he looks healthy. He looks, I mean, he's, Ronnie could get it at this point.
Housewives of Atlanta right now.
Oh, I don't even see him on there, but I think he's a handsome man. He looks good. And I was like, how do y'all keep it together? And like, even still, when you see New Edition, sans Bobby Brown, they really, he's even gotten better. But when you see them, when you see BBD together, like they look, they are amazing. And I was like,
they're all about 50-ish?
Yeah. And I asked him, I was like, dude, how do y'all keep it tight like that? He was like, first you got to care. And that resonated with me.
First you got
to
care.
First you have to care, because I hear some women just like, I don't care. I don't care no more. I don't care about being sexy. I'm over 40. I don't care about being sexy.
That's sad.
It is. And I think that.
For anyone to say that, not just a woman. But
yeah, well, I mean, and you don't necessarily have to care about being sexy, because it would be like, oh, now women got to be sexy. But I think everybody should care about
their presentation
and how they feel about themselves. I think when you look good, you feel good. And not even looking good, but when you embrace new technology or when you embrace changes, and you accept them for what they are, and you care about being successful, you take the steps in order to do it. And that's all you have to do, is just keep stepping forward.
And that's you right here too. This podcast is you as well, activating your
inner fly. Correct? Of course, yeah. And that's why I'm all about it. And I'm practicing what I preach. And the best thing I can do is lead by example. Yes, it's scary for me to step out on my own.
What's the scariest part though, I wonder?
Then nobody will watch and nobody will listen. Duh. But I know y'all gonna watch, because
you're
nosy.
Too big of a name. And people are nosy.
People are nosy.
Do you miss radio though?
I ask myself that sometimes. No.
Interesting.
I was bored. I know that sounds terrible. Not bored with what I do though. Bored with the format. Bored with going into the radio station every day.
Okay.
Bored with, I was at my last station for what, 12 years.
Okay.
Bored with just, I just wanted something different. And I knew that I could accomplish doing the things that I enjoy doing and things that I'm good at by doing it in a different format, in a different way.
Okay.
So I'm embracing this. I'm really excited that I reached out to Chris Denman from We Are Live, the podcast that is also shot here. When I reached out to him, I mean, it just made sense. And I just felt comfortable as soon as I got on the phone with him. I was like, I knew it was a reason I met him 3 years ago. Because we had been friendly to each other just from our relationships through Helium Comedy Club. And and that's a good relationship. And,
that's where we met. We met him at the same time.
So it's just, and you know, sometimes you meet certain people and you know, oh, damn, they're going to probably be in my life for a reason. And I think that's, it just came full circle. So I think it's a good situation for all of us. And I'm just excited. So
let me ask you this. Okay. I'm wondering, and this is a part of the story that I'll drop on Monday in scltoday.com, Blender. I wonder, you could tell people how to podcast Stacey is perhaps different or not different from the radio Stacey that they've known the past 20 years.
I'm probably going to be more positive.
More positive. You know, for you were positive before?
I was positive, but I talk shit. That's never going to change.
Right.
And
we don't want it to change.
And I think that I have a overall mission that I'm trying to do with the podcast. So I think that's different. I think when you work in radio, you just have to put out content and you got to share and tell people, you know, what's going on in the city. And I can still do that, but it's going to be interwoven into my overall message I want you to know that you need to embrace the changes in your life and activate whatever you need to activate your inner, do whatever you need to do, mm-hmm. whether that means going to the gym or reading self-help books or listening to my podcast to hear stories from successful mm-hmm. people or people who have done it already. I mean,
it sounds motivational in nature too.
Yeah, and I guess I've never been that girl.
Doesn't mean you can't be.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that I'm embracing that in my seasoning. Because you'll never hear seasoning, me say that I'm, you'll never hear me say I'm old, honey. I'm seasoned.
I'm gonna put the age in the story, by the way. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, we gotta talk. Wait, what?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Never, because I'm only as old as I look.
There you go.
And I know I look young because I still get carded when I buy wine.
And incredible.
Thank you. So that's basically it. I didn't feel like we were gonna talk an hour. I feel like the podcast, I'm gonna shoot for it to be a daily 1 hour podcast. But I will have segments and games and different things. Guess. But I knew guests, absolutely. Next week,
who's coming next week?
Rain Bayock from Sweetheart will be on with me. And I've been knowing Rain for a long time. I think before she changed her name to Rain.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that.
That long?
Yes. Okay. She was still in college. They weren't even married yet. Her and Kababi weren't even married yet.
I think they were brand new when I first met them.
And I went to college with her brother, and he actually was like, I think Rain would be great for the podcast. I was like, you're absolutely right. So bring me some cupcakes, please, or a pecan
have to
bar.
Back through whatever day that
right,
is.
Right. I love her pecan bars. Yeah, she's a woman after my own heart because she makes incredible desserts. But yeah, she's going to be here.
Sweetheart. Did we say Sweetheart?
Sweetheart from Sweetheart. If you've never been, you're tripping. Mm-hmm. Also, Kiwan is coming by. He's going to be on the podcast next week. So it's just going to be... St. Lunatics Kiwan.
Nice.
I didn't know. I had to say that. I thought everybody... I don't know any other Kiwans.
Well, this is true.
Like, I don't know any other Kiwans, but he's going to come by next week. So it's people who have definitely done things and had to go through transitions and reinvent themselves and do certain things, and they're going to talk about what they have going on, and you know, I'm going to get in their business and find out how they activated their inner fly.
I got to check this out.
I can't wait. I know. I'm excited. Thank you so much for being a part of the very first.
The kickoff guest.
I know. Look at you. Okay.
I appreciate that.
And thank you for tuning in. I don't know how long we've talked. How long have we run our mouth? 30 minutes, 33? Okay, that's a good time. That's a commute.
As long as it takes.
Yeah, that's a commute in St. Louis. But yes, make sure you tune in daily, 1 p.m. right here on the Static Podcast Facebook page. And of course, you'll be able to find the podcast wherever podcasts are found, because everybody's been asking me, where's the link? How do I find a podcast? Where you find every podcast? On iTunes and Stitcher, is that one? I don't even know. All of them. They'll be everywhere. So make sure you do that and follow the page and follow you on social media.
SCLtoday.com, /blender, as well as Kevin C. Johnson everywhere else.
What's this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
Big comedy show tonight. Cracking Up Comedy
Tour.
Ray Davis, Bruce, Michael Blackson.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun.
And Willie C is actually opening up. He won the contest last night.
Okay.
So congratulations to him. I was one of the judges.
Of
course, I'll continue to have comedians on the show too. I'm sure next week somebody going to find their way up in here.
I got a recommendation for you too.
Okay, perfect. So because I love stand-up comedy. So that's a passion of mine. Also, I failed to mention this. Also, what you will hear on the Static Podcast is music from throughout the diaspora, because you already know. I sent you that Wande Cole. He said, this song is life. I'm really into Afrobeat and dancehall, and I am. I'm totally, that's all I listen to.
Like you just discovered it from under a rock.
I did. I'm like, I'm gone, y'all.
Right.
Forget what y'all talking about. It's positive. They still love their women. Davey don't want to marry you. I'm like, okay, you better listen to some of this. But I'm really into that, and I'm even getting my children into it. It's kind of crazy. But I will be sharing some of the sounds that I've discovered in my new love of the music from throughout the world. So make sure you tune in and make sure you keep up with me. And thank you so much for hanging out with us. Holla.